One of these days, we're gonna like be at a convention. They're gonna be like, we're gonna have Aliens versus Predators trivia, and we'll be like, game over, man! Game over! Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pointless Discourse. I am Hop. Wow, my brain. We've talked too much today, and it's hot. It's deep pain.
We talked for like an hour. It's way less than we normally talk before episode.
I haven't had anything else to do this morning, so now my brain's just thinking about rereading Frankenstein again, which I was thinking of doing for my birthday month.
That's is your gift to you.
Yeah, is it healthy that Frankenstein's my comfort read? I don't know. That's for therapy, not for now.
I will say, like, I started, now that I finished all my backlog of books that were free, I started, like, the book on Chinese history, and it was just, I haven't gotten too far into it, but, like, reading the early things, I'm like, oh my goodness, the Poppy War makes so much sense now. It's just like, oh my goodness. Now I want to reread the Poppy War.
That's neat, like, yeah. I think I'm like, I technically only have 4 days or 3 days left on my loan for the library, but I didn't have time to like really sit down. So I think I'm only like 20 minutes into Babel. So, so like 1%.
So like you pretty much just got to where they're like, I'm sick and dying, but this dude put silver on my chest and
Birdman. Birdman. Yes. And the Birdman going, speak English, I know you can. I was like, oh, it's starting early.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's it is a thing. It's like you're like, is this person good or not? I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I left off where the kid first met the Scottish woman, and she's like, oh, you never heard of a Scot before? And I was like, of course he hasn't. You guys are in China.
Yeah. And so and then, well, did you get to when they're on the boat?
No.
Like when they first are leaving China?
I just know, I remember the bit where he said he was looking for people in Canton to see who he could bring back with him.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so like when they get to the boat, there's just like, it's like looking back at it, it shows character. Like it's, you're pretty much like a couple pages or minutes away from it. It's not far, but it's just like, wait a second, that wasn't cool. But
yeah. I'm literally 1% on my audio listening. 15 minutes in.
New liar.
Well, a lot of the introduction, I don't know if it's with the whole like them going, this is a work of fiction.
If I did find it interesting, like where she's explaining like, here's
some
these
changes,
things,
and yeah.
It's really funny because like just looking at it, because I read Babel, and like Babel takes place in Oxford, and she's like talking. I just saw it. takes place in Oxford, and it's just R.F. Kuang is like just explaining like, yeah, I know how you Brits are like. Americans don't know nothing about this, and he's like, here's all the research I did like of the time and of this stuff, and like here's blah blah blah, all this stuff. But then it's like, so I finished that, and then Frankenstein, Dorian Gray, and Jekyll and Hyde like keep mentioning like, oh yeah, we went to Oxford. It was like, we gotta go to Oxford. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't want to hear about Oxford anymore. It's like, oh my goodness, this is like the only place in European like literature. But
I would be interested to see if you get your hands on an audio copy of Dracula, because you were also mentioning how you're like, how did the media end up where it did? Because Dracula is written as a bunch of letters of a guy that's just like, there's this guy that's like harassing women, and I don't really know what he's doing. And he's like observing and confused.
Andrew Tate. Wait, what?
Jump scare. Sorry, if only we had a censor button for you guys.
Nah. We haven't censored ourselves in almost 161 episodes. Why start now?
Fair. But yes.
Hold on. Is that where we're at? hold on. I can find that real quick. Well, yeah, this is 100. No, this is 162. Mm. Any poops. But I do have a fact. Jason Ritter, the voice of Dipper, almost didn't voice the character after the pilot. Yeah, so it says in an article you can find on mentalfloss.com. Stated where the show released the pilot episode, the voice actor already committed to another show. Thankfully, that show got canceled. And just imagine Ritter not voicing Dipper. I'm glad people are enjoying this voice actor and didn't send him weird and mean messages over the internet like certain people did Resident Evil 4 Ada. Anyway, I hate the Resident Evil 4 community.
So many communities. Oh, the internet is a blessing and a curse. That's all I'll say.
I will say, I got to Ada in Resident Evil 4 Remake. Is it the greatest portrayal of her voice? No. But at the same time, it's like, it's not great, but the reaction was worse. It's like,
it's not warranted for.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think because her voice is deeper in this, and it's just like, there's been like 10, 11 years between Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think they went with a deeper voice. Cause it is cause I went and watched it last night on stream, a clip of Ada from 2 and now in 4, right after we finished watching her clip. And it's just like, it's definitely a deeper voice, but it's just like, I feel like it's supposed to show the passage of time. Like, she's not going to have this higher pitched, yeah, okay. She's just, I think the change was probably a little bit,
drastic.
Yeah, and I don't know. Some of the delivery, it's just like, okay, that wasn't great, but hey, when you go and harass somebody and force, they take almost everything except calling out white people on their Instagram, Yeah, there's one photo, and I can't remember what it was, but it's something on the lines of a clip of just people with privilege or something. I can't remember. I read it a while, and it's the only photo left up on her Instagram, and I was like, "You butts." But anyway, yeah,
I mean, I think people point their aggression at the wrong way. It's not the voice actor usually that decides the final edits. There's directors and there's consultants that are no, deliver it this way, change the way you do it, and then they edit it and sometimes tune it anyway. In any case,
yeah, it's like, okay,
we're rambling again. We're rambling again.
I want to ramble. I'm old.
We are here to talk about episode 17 of Gravity Falls. Hence the random Gravity Falls fact in the very middle of all of these rants.
Of our rants. Rant cast.
So, to prove to the people what I roll, if you're watching via video on YouTube,
I'm not looking.
I press the button. Nope, I press the button.
Well. I got a 13.
Oh,
for audio listeners, Hop got 11.
11. If you want to see proof, you can check the YouTube.
For at least for Hops. Mine is... I'm not moving my webcam. But yes. What was it? Oh, another side note real quick. This won't take long. Because our recording thing for Blades in the Dark got messed up because... one of the players, their internet, died right as we were about to record.
Ugh.
So, me, so it was Blackjacks. And then, so me and J2 and one of my other friends were all just sitting in the call. And I'm like, well, we can just sit here and talk if we want, or we can just go our ways. I'm like, oh, we can hang out. And somehow we got on the thing with Alien versus Predator. And I was like, the one friend has no clue who Hop is, but J2 does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, Hop and I went through every Alien and Predator movie and we ranked them. And somehow I got on the case where I brought up our list and I gave in 30 minutes a quick synopsis of everything. And
beautiful. It's this is why we do this.
Yeah.
In case we ever need the knowledge.
Yeah. One of these days we'll need the knowledge of what is the best horror house. Wait, hold up. Any poops.
My joke was gonna be, one of these days we're gonna be at a convention, they're gonna be we're gonna have Aliens versus Predators trivia, and we'll be game over, man. Game over.
Oh, man. It will all be worth it if for some reason we get invited to an AVP panel, like an alien or predator panel. And I was like, yeah, this is like, you're wrong.
Everyone's going to take it so seriously and be like, but did you notice that they sexually harassed her throughout that entire movie? Well, yeah, she's alone on a prison planet. Yeah, but they could have not.
Did you notice the terrible metal music?
Did you notice everything was quiet and then suddenly when they were gonna assault her physically, they started playing the craziest music and I was just like, I'm deaf. Everything was so quiet.
It's like it was quiet and then she walked into an area like a video game. An enemy spawned, but Bishop's there. But anyway, before we get, if you guys want to listen to all that, that was last year. Just go back. I think it was like episode 120 or something. I don't know. It's sooner than that.
They're easy to catch. The titles are pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you go on YouTube, I'm pretty sure they're the only ones that have thumbnails.
I know. I fell off that wagon hard.
It's all good. So, we open up this episode, Boys Crazy, with Wendy and Dipper just kind of looking at security footage of Stan talking with a customer, or as in the transcript, a tourist. And they're like, oh, do you have this t-shirt my size? And he's like, I have something better. Behold, my butt, as he bends over to look into a box. And they're like, oh, man, this is great. And they're having a good old time as Mabel appears and is just like, ah, this thing you two have, love birds. And they're just like, whoa. Like, Dipper's like, what the? To where, as they kind of interact a little bit, Mabel's like, oh, I can't help it. I got this happy dance going on. Now I recognize the smile dip, the little crack candy she gets her hands on. But she's like, no, and she reveals that the boy band several times with a Z is coming to Gravity Falls.
And an apostrophe, mm-hmm. So it's Sev apostrophe.
Yeah, Sev. Sev raw. Times. They're like, she's super excited and she's like, or Dipper's like, wait a second, isn't that a band that came out a decade too late? As it cuts to their hot single, Cray Cray, a little music video of it. And it's like, it's definitely reminds me of NSYNC. I think that's what they're,
There's NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Yeah, it was like
they're close together. It was that kind of thing, but every time I remember, I was thinking about this when I first watched this episode. But every time several times comes up, the first thing that pops in my head is a band that I don't know anybody talks about, which is Dream Street.
Oh, I remember Dream Street.
I remember them only because when I was young and they showed up on the Macy Days Parade, like, all being promoted, and it was like, yeah, it's our hot new single, and it was like all these kids, and like, I'm just like, okay, whoever the heck these people are. And then I never heard anything from them again. It was like,
I think they are also a good example of this, because the running joke is, like you said, like, they say that they came out a decade too late, because even their hit song, the language in it, it does not age well. It doesn't make any sense if you're not of the times.
So, well, I think it also helps what this episode came out a decade later. Yeah,
but I think Dream Street was, I would say that, like, there was NSYNC and Backstreet Boys was, like, on the rise. And there were groups before that. I think, like, New Kids on the Block and things like that were before them to kind of, like, set it up. And then NSYNC and Backstreet, like, was, like, peak from my understanding of, like, popularity. And then they kept trying to make boy bands, even though it was, like, declining because the members were aging in NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. And also the hype was changing. But they were, like, keep throwing boy bands. It's popular. We're fine. I don't care if it's in a decline. It's going to come back, I swear.
And then Korea is like, South Korea is like, boy band. We can do this. We can manufacture pop groups. That's a different conversation. I'm going to get K-pop people mad at us.
But it is the topic of this episode.
Yep. So, Problem is, we don't have another hour to go into it. So, but yeah, the song, it cracks me up. It's like, girl, you got me acting so cray cray. And the whole thing's like, cray cray. And then, so it does that and it cuts back as, like, Mabel was apparently, I guess, doing the dance there. And literally, we were just saying, Wendy and Dipper just like, hey, you know that boy bands, like are fake and they're manufactured and, like, all this stuff. And she's like, you're making my dance sad. to where Dipper and Wendy just start joking. He's like, there's probably a machine that mass produces them. And she's like, oh, they're grown in pods. and they're just like, they start, he's like, yeah, and they're like, haha. And Mabel's like, you can't ruin this. Mabel retorts, so it's like, you can't ruin this. Then we all got back up as Greta and Candy come in. For another episode, two times in a row, becoming secondary characters, but still important. Where they're all excited and run out screaming several times. By the way, everyone, I remember last episode, I rambled on too much, which was the majority of the episode. And so I'm trying to not spend the whole time just retelling the whole episode. Just I'm trying to go a little bit faster, not faster, but... It was one of those things I was thinking about this week. I'm like, man, I just literally told point for point. And it's like, they can just watch the episode. They don't need to hear me do point for point. So anyway, and yeah, so they leave as for some reason, Candy runs right into the vending machine and just, well, like, I'm okay.
Yeah, I feel bad because they clearly were trying to, like, be in a coordinated line to run through the doors, and there was not room for Candy.
I went to get something out of my fridge when that happened because I'm like, they're speaking English. I can hear what they're saying. So,
and you just hear, ow, ow.
I'm yeah, okay. And I saw it and I was like, poor Candy. So, yeah, where it kind of cuts to them in the attic where, oh, well, it does the theme song. And then they're in the attic as they're getting better. As Mayhem was like, should I go with lip balm or salve? Salve. Salve always reminds me of, like, a medicine. Just like,
that's what I think of, too.
Yeah. As Gretna's like putting on her makeup, it's like, let's go wild. And she's just like, maybe you shouldn't. Or maybe learn how to do makeup. To where we learn about the names, which is it's fun, is Craigie G, Greggy C, Leggy P, Chubby Z, and Deep Chris.
He's the fat one.
Yeah. With according to the
manuscript,
a PH. Another thing I never don't really hear today
anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I remember in middle school, he was like, you're fat. And then it's just like, someone would be like, what? And just like, the PH. And then like waddle away. And it's just like, man, kids are stupid. But yeah, they're all like, oh man, do you think the boys will fall in love with us? It's just, why wouldn't they? Yeah, she stuffs her hand in peanut butter and then into her mouth.
Yeah, just.
It's like, oh my goodness. So they're all getting ready as we go back to Dipper and Wendy, kind of still watching security footage as Robbie comes in and Dipper makes a joke. And they laugh and.
Yeah, because the security footage, I guess they don't connect that it's actually kind of like live security footage. I thought it was pre-recorded, but Robbie's walking into the store and Dipper goes right in front of him, and Dipper goes, what is this, the fingerless glove store? And they start laughing, and Robbie's like, I can hear you.
And they don't care. Yeah. They're just like, whatever. So, like, Robbie's like, hey, okay, hey, do you want to... go somewhere, Wendy, where Wendy's like, dude, you stood me up, and it's like, last night you stood me up, and then lookout point was like, oh yeah. The kissy area. And Dipper's like, yeah, I'm peacing out for this, and we kind of hear them argue and everything, and where Wendy's like, if this is what it's going to be like, I'm done with this. And Dipper's like, oh yes. And Robbie's like, and then Robbie's like, wait a second, how about this? And he pulls this CD pretty much like out of almost like a Necronomicon. Oh man, I butchered that. The Necronomicon. I feel like Bruce Campbell. pretty much pulls like out of the skull case this black CD and it's just puts it in and it's just like this song.
Very which, cheesy song.
Yeah, it's like, when I think about you, I feel feeling so deep. I'm tossing, turning, and I know I'm losing sleep. And then it goes on from there. And yeah. I just like...
Dipper cringes.
Yeah, and... but it... For some reason, it works. And Wendy's like, ah, okay, maybe I was being hasty to give you another chance. And Dipper's like, what the... like, and... he goes and looks at the CD as he's just like, Robbie, what the heck did you do? And he's like, it's called romance, kid. You'll never understand. And the big thing in there is that Robbie tells Wendy that he wrote the song. And so they leave as Dipper's like, there's something wrong with this CD, as Mabel and company come down just like, what the heck are you doing? It's just like, I think he might be hypnotizing Wendy. As the funny line, ah, Dipper, girls just like musicians. You'll understand when you're older. We're the same age. Girls mature faster than guys. Right, Grenda? She's furiously making out with a magazine photo of Chevy Z. This is Grenda time! from there, we move over to the Gravity Falls Civic Center and Buffet. Where they're getting ready and they're all excited and they run up and then Old Man McGucket's also there excited, which it's just, what the?
What's he doing here?
Yeah, and they go and it's like, go to buy tickets, and it's like, too late, girls, the show is sold out. And I'm sitting there wondering why they didn't pre-order. but anyway, they're all sold out and they're like, oh no, the night's ruined. And Mabel's like, no, we're gonna go see him. As
yeah, what did she say? A keep out sign can't hold me back. Oh, I'm not going to let a keep out sign keep us out.
Yeah. And then she stands there all proud as we go back to the Mystery Shack. As Stan is singing Stock and Meat for the Apocalypse, doo doo doo, we're all gonna die. As Dipper walks in holding the CD, and Stan's like, pretty much they have a short conversation, just like, what's going on here? And Dipper's like, nah, you won't understand. And Stan's like, no, try me, as he throws him in a seat. And he explains what he thinks Robbie's doing, and Stan's like, I've seen this before. And her name is Carla McCorkle. Carla Hot Pants McCorkle. And yeah, it's like 1950s setting, as like Stan sitting there like next to the jukebox and just having a grand time with this girl, and just like, and they're all dancing, and all of a sudden this pretty much hippie shows up playing a guitar, and she's like, yep. As Carla goes after this person, he's like, and her hot pants turn into bell bottoms in a blink of an eye, or before I even knew what happened.
Yeah, and then the thing is, he says at the very beginning, he says, me and Carla, baby, we cut a rug together at the juke joint, our favorite 50s themed diner in the 1970s.
Yeah. That's like, wait a second. And so... I guess they had to do that because anyone later, like us, would was like, wait a second, how old is Grunkle Stan?
Yeah.
and then they, like, kind of hold hands and they blast off in, like, a rainbow rocket or, like, rainbow light trail. And Stan's, like, looking all sad, and he's like, my memories get a little hallucination-y at the end, but you get the gist. And it's like, Stan doing the drugs?
It was the 70s.
And it's like, so Dipper's like, wait, you actually believe me? And Stan's like, yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of it. It's right after you get to the bottom, there's a brown meat. And I'm like, that is gross.
I know.
For the other hand, I think this is a good line. And he's like, Ethan's like, om nom nom, it's apocalicious. I would get a t-shirt with apocalicious on it. But anyway, we go back to the concert as, like, several times is on the stage. And he gets a... Deep Chris goes up and he's just like, which it just cracks me. I mean, he's like, hey girl, I want to get real for a moment and say, while we love being superstars, the real reason we do this is for you, specifically you, not the girl sitting next to you, but you. As everyone's like, wow, we love you, Deep Chris, and everyone starts fighting, and then Tyler Q Biker is just like, get him. And it's just, like, man, there's It's like one of these things where I'm like, as I'm older and you just hearing, learning different things, like, because like McGucket's in the crowd, Tyler is there, and I'm like, man, they just let kind of anybody around. It's
Hey, they
like,
bought tickets, right?
yeah, they bought tickets, but it's just like Tyler's just there to go see children fight.
Get him.
Get him. And also the what Deep Chris says, it also just reminds me how I closed some episode, like how I was like, yeah, tell your enemies, heck with them. But yes, it shows as everyone's leaving, excuse me, they're screaming in all the passes. We see the back door with the keep out being that was picked with a hair clip, and what was it? Oh wait, I think it's a little bit later. It's like Grendel's like, oh, several times screaming. It's just like, we want to eat candy. He's like, we want to give you several kisses. And they find the dressing room, and they're like, okay, we're gonna dip we're wrong by these boy bands are fake. And they open up the door as they see clone tubes growing people at different the different boy bands at different, like, from fetus
Life
to
stages,
adult.
yeah.
Yeah. And they got that to the current group running around in a hamster cage, a giant hamster cage, and they're like, as Chubby Z's is like, yo, we're clones, dog. And it's just like, who are you telling that to?
I know, and the three of them exclaim OMG together.
Yes. And yeah, so before they do anything, they hear that somebody's coming. They hide behind some clothes as Ergman Brat. Bratzman, Ergman Bratzman. He has so many names that are puns, and I'm like, okay, if that's a pun for something, I'm missing it. But yeah, Ergman comes out, and he's pretty much like, that was a terrible show. You barely sold out. Blah blah blah, and like they're all sad. He's like, everyone should be ashamed for yourself, except for you, Leggy P. You're on point tonight. Here you go, gorgeous.
Throws him
Throws
a
him.
big nugget.
Yeah. I thought it was a cork for a second.
It
But
does look like one.
yeah. So where like if he's like, yeah, cool, and Bradsman's just like, remember, any guys can be replaced by your brothers, as he looks at the clone tubes and is just like goes to the preteen one and just like dance, and it's like, oh man, it's very like we were talking about science fiction, Frankenstein. It's just like very much little clone baby just doing dances as everyone's like, ugh. So Bratzman leaves, and it causes Mabel and company to fall out of their hiding place, where Deeker's like, who goes there? Prepare to be danced at. And pretty much one of the other people, like, tells him to chill out, and he's just like, wait, this is the lady. And he's like, my bad. And they interact back and forth for a little bit, and pretty much within the conversation, it's like, hey, we're gonna get you out of here, because after they kind of confirm, like, hey, we're genetically engineered to be the perfect boy band. And but he keeps us in cages. And as Craig Easy, he says, our one dream is to escape into the real world. For real, yo. For real. Yo, I heard about these things called trees. I don't know what they are, but I want to kiss one. Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing. There's a lot of foreshadowing in this episode.
Yeah, they say, but we can't disobey Bratzman because he says he loves us. And where Mabel's like, if he loved you, he'd set you free. And he's like, yeah, true that, true that. So they help them escape, and they're just like, yeah, we can help you, as Grenda screams, yeah, we're masters of stealth. Which just made me laugh, because that's pretty much how I play any stealth character. I'm a master of stealth. Now excuse me while I blow up everything.
Yeah, my friends and I have been playing Overwatch, and we were explaining that one of the heroes is like, you kind of want to be flanky with them. Like, they're not a perfect flanking character, but they're stronger if you can, like, get a weird angle. And he's like, oh, I'm not good at flanking. And we were like, well, it's not a true flanking character, because when she uses her mobility move, she literally says, I am flanking now. or some weird phrase like that. And like, he was like, well, you guys told me this other character is a flanking character, but his voice line is teleporting when he uses his teleport.
The only thing I remember about Overwatch is when that one dude who was like a prisoner, he's like, he don't got shoes.
Oh yeah, his toes are, I purposely wear a skin where his toes are put away. And one time I was playing as him and we weren't doing well and he was like, maybe I'd be doing better if my feet could breathe. I was like, no toes, no toes.
I don't know anything about Overwatch. I tried to play it once, but I played with one of my friends who's like really, really good at the game, and so I was brought into like super high tier level games, and I'm like, I don't like this.
You don't have a chance to learn, yeah.
And then like whenever I tried it, I'm like, this isn't my jam, which is okay. I will admit, every time I watch a Valorant video, I'm like, oh, I want to give this a shot, but I got enough on my plate. Man, I watched Disguised Toast take his video of his streamer team going to World Changers, and I'm like, man, I see clips of these people play, but it's like, this is really interesting. I can't get into it. It's the same time every time I see a fighting game, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, but I'm like, no,
not enough time. Yeah,
you're not committed enough to learn the moves. So anyway, back to the episode. Yeah, they're allowing them to escape, and it goes back to Stan and Dipper, as Stan's just like, yeah, to see if there's some liminal mind control message, you gotta listen closely. Even he's like, I even play the gift shop music has subtle hidden messages as it's like playing, and all of a sudden Stan's voice starts yelling, buy more keychains, as like it scares the tourist and knocking everything over and running away.
Yeah, they
away
fall
crying.
To the ground covering their ears.
So yeah, they're like, okay, here we go, and they put the CD on a record player, and it's like there's like little discharges of lightning. I think we're doing something right, as Mabel, Candy, and Grenda come in, are just like, hey, what's in the bag? Money that we stole. And he's like, we're criminals, well, we will cut you. As Candy says, as they're like pushing the bag up, and Dipper's like, okay. To where we're inside the room, and it shows that within that big bag they had several times, and they all come out, and they're all confused, like, where's our feeding tubes and all that stuff, and Deep Crew's like, yo, what's up, girl, as Waddles grabs Waddles, and it's just like they're all like confused, like, when we go outside, and they're like, hey, we want to, and pretty much Mabel's like, okay, and then they look out, and the producer somehow followed them by finding, I think it was like a tuft of hair or something like that.
I found this trail of frosted tips leading to this very location. Have you seen any perfect boys?
Yeah, and Sue's like, only when I look in the mirror, ha, up top, and then high fives himself, And so Bradsman's just like, they gotta be here somewhere, as Gompers the goat kind of eats his license plate, and they drive away off in her limo. Sue's like, good boy. And Mabel's like, no, it's not safe. The dude's still out there looking for you. And they're like, don't worry, we can stay here. As the boy band's like, yeah, sweet. And Mabel, like, is like, oh, we have our very own pet boy band that we can do whatever we want with. And Candy's like, yeah, we gotta let them go, remember? Right, Mabel? And she's like, Bray Train!
Yeah, she says not to get too attached to them.
Yeah. And so we have a little mini montage of them hanging out with several times, playing, like, performing, playing, and trying to teach them, like, how to survive in the modern day.
Yeah, no water bottle, drink with glass, and they just throw water on each other.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite bit is when they ride them as horses through the hallway. Yes. And Grenda needs two of them.
Grenda needs two, and then Candy is sharing one of them with with another member on on the other dude's back. So anyway, all this is going on. They're doing a group hug, and Grendon and Candy try to join in as well, as Maeve like, not just a few more minutes, and as they try to get in, like, Maeve's like,
she hisses and claws at him.
And that's like, oh, wait a second. And then we go over to back to Dipper and Stan as they are in the living room. Dipper finished converting the CD to the record. And he's like, okay, we did it. It took all day. So I guess that montage of stuff was just the course of a day. And as Dipper's like, okay, I moved the CD over to a record, and they're like, let's listen to it. And like, Stan's like, hey, here we go. Spit take ready, as they kind of slow down and like nothing happens. Just goes, and he's just like, what the heck? And just moving all around. And Stan's like, that's not spit take worthy. And we're different. We're just like pretty much loses hope. And he's like, there's no hidden meaning or subliminal messages. Maybe we're right when he just likes the song. As when he enters, and when he's like, hey, Dip, forgot my keys. And, where Robbie kind of harasses him a little bit. As he leaves, he says, catch you on a rewind. I made that up. As Robbie and Wendy leave. Excuse me. And Stan shakes his fist saying, I'll rewind your face. as Dipper kind of uses rewind. Wait a second. And like a lot of people used to tell me multiple times, you know, if you do, I think it's Pink Floyd's one of their songs, you play it backwards and it's like, says worship Satan. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I never done it, but I don't like the band anyway. So it plays it backwards as the record says, you're now under my control, your mind is mine. As Stan spits soda in Dipper's face, he's like, holy mackerel, now that's your spit take. And they're like, we gotta go save Wendy. And he's like, fine. Stan's like, finally, a good reason to punch a teenager in the face. Let's roll. As they get in the car and run away. So as they leave, it's just, Mabel. Okay, yeah. So Mabel comes downstairs, is going to Candy, or they're watching TV. Wait a second. Dipper and Stan were
in watching that living TV. Room. Must be TV. A little bit of a goof.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I scrolled too far and I lost my spot. There we go. So, yeah, anyway, they pretty much this whole situation is like they're watching TV and they learn that Bratzman has been arrested because he didn't have a license plate. And as Bratzman is being recorded, he's like, I'm telling you, the goat took it. As Sheriff Blubbs is like, that's what they all say. And it just cracks me up as it cuts to both Blubbs and, I'm forgetting, Derlin, just start lifting their nightclubs. And they're just like, it just cuts as it's just like, are they about to beat this dude?
Over a license plate.
And it's like, Anyway, that's a different... That's a different conversation. So he's in the county jail. They find out that he's in jail waiting trial, and they're like, oh, sweet, we can let the boys free now. Mabel's like, oh, I don't know. And they run up to let them out, and Mabel's like, not so fast. And just like pretty much after a quick back and forth of Grenda and Candy, just like, we got to let them free. And Mabel's like, heck no. She's like, she says, but I love them. And Candy retorts with, if you love them, you set them free. His name was like, never. Every boy I've loved this summer has left me, and I'm not allowed to let it happen again. I like to imagine when she says that line, Gideon is just like, ow, my heart. they do that, and it ends with they're like, hey, we got to get you out. Mabel's gone crazy as the boys like, no, Mabel can't be crazy. She loves us. And Mabel has the several times throw Candy and Grenda out of the house.
I like the line, Chubby Z. She changes my newspaper, yo. She's aight. And Grenda's like, she's not aight, Chubby Z.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a person cutting our grass. So there was like lines. I'm like, I can't hear what they're saying. So, but I'm like, I'm getting the gist.
Yeah, and so then anyway, the other line I like is when Mabel calls to get him kicked out. Grandma's like, they're aggressively dancing at us.
I was like, oh no! And so they throw him out of the room, and they're like, they pose and all that stuff. And 2013. I don't know why they say that.
That's they've just been like, saying it multiple times through the episode.
Yeah. They have. Okay. Yeah. So. And they're like, well, that guy really had, maybe we should chill for a bit. And then Mabel's like, let's get aboard the parade train. And just as yelling, and they're all like, ugh, getting worried. As that is all going on, different stand, pretty much very recklessly drive through the woods to show up there. As Robbie's like, it moves to Robbie and Wendy. He's like, oh, wow, the other people didn't show up. This wasn't what I was planning all along, as I just realized they keep calling Stan's car the Stanmobile. I forgot that bloody... Anyway. Yeah, so they get up there, and Stan is just like, whoa, that was crazy. And Dipper's like, wait a second, Wendy, Robbie's been brainwashing all this stuff. And it's just like, hey, you got to hear this, to where we kind of... move back to Mabel and Craigie Z the several times as they go to sing this song, pretty much like, hey, we dreamed of being free, but now we know it's like we never can be. And it's just like, Mabel's like, I'm starting to feel guilty. And it's just like, it's just saying all these things that Mabel does them, just like, it's just like, yeah, we it's just like, we know you love us though, and just all this stuff. And that's when Mabel realizes, like, she has to let you go. I'm going to just finish Mabel's storyline, and we'll go back to Stan and mm-hmm. Wendy.
There is a lot of back and forth in this episode.
Yeah. So pretty much it goes to... I lost my spot. There we go. With Mabel kind of letting them go as Granddad and Candy are there. Like, they're about to, like... we got to save the boys, and I'm prepared to defend myself. And she's wearing like the foam fingers and all that stuff. And they're moving forward, and it's like Mabel apologizes, and it's just like, a catchy song made me realize you guys are right. And Granddad and Candy, being good friends, they're just like, yeah, friendship's repaired, of course. And it's just like, I don't know. It makes me wonder if Mabel is, they realize. She's tend to go crazy about things.
Yeah, they do say the line earlier. They're like, she's gone boy crazy.
Yeah. So they let them go, and like the boy band is standing there. Oh yeah, Chubby Z, he's like, yo, dog was a big round, bright fool. like that's the sun. He's like, that fool's making my eyes hurt straight painful. I'm gonna stare that fool down as it stares, and it just like starts rubbing his eyes and screaming and stuff. And they're like, what's pretty much this question thing? And they're like, this is nature. And they're just like, you guys are free. And then it's like, wait a second, you guys said free earlier, but all of a sudden it's like, free. And it's just like, she picks up a stick, starts like whacking her, like, get out of here. And as several times, like, kind of goes into into the woods as they kind of like are free, and they just start like dancing into the bushes as they start singing goodbye girls or goodbye girl, and they disappear. Some got in my eye. So it also reminds me this video I saw on TikTok where this husband goes back and just like asks his wife, is like, what are you doing? And it's just like, she's like, yeah, I found out that if I go and stare into the sun for like 2 minutes a day, it's like, it's supposed to like do, I don't remember what it was supposed to do. He's like, wait, you've been staring at the sun for 2 minutes a day? How long has it been happening? She's like, Well, I heard the video in the middle of COVID, and she's like, you've been doing this for 2 years? I don't know if it was like 2 minutes or like 5 minutes, just staring at the sun. Mm-hmm. And just like, it's like, what are you doing? And like all the comments are like, how can she still see? But yeah, this episode ends with, or sorry, we go back and to finish Wendy and Dipper's thing, where they finally get the recording to play, the like, you're under my control is mine, and Wendy's like, whoa, what's that doing on our song? As Robbie reveals, like, he didn't even write it, he ripped off some other band. He's like, we're good, right? And Wendy, rightfully so, is not happy about this, and is just like, heck with you. And Robbie's like, yeah, I know I lie about a lot of stuff, but like, using her makeup and fighting a bear. Although, and that's when Wendy's like, no, nah, we're through, as Wendy leaves, and Stan being an old man not reading the room, we won kid, this is a victory for every guy whose hands are too weak or too or fat to play a musical instrument. As Dipper's like, couldn't have done it without you. They high five as Dipper also doesn't read the room. It's just like, hey, you want to go bowling? As Wendy's just like, what's wrong with you guys? Can't you see? You only think about yourself. All you should just leave me alone. And as Robbie's just like, oh man. And just like bears his head into the steering wheel. And Dipper's like looking at the tape and just like ashamed of what he did. Stan, being Stan, he's like, look, if this makes you any better, the apocalypse is coming soon. Bury your gold. You've been buying gold, right? sorry, I just reminds me of a conversation we were having slightly before we started recording.
Before starting, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, it kind of ends with Stan and Dipper, like, after Mabel lets several times free. They're kind of, Stan and Dipper are talking back and forth. It's like, Dipper's like, she's not even meddled in Wendy's personal life. She's probably, he's like, no, you're trying to do the right thing, even though you destroyed a relationship and part of my car. and Dipper's like, do you think she'll ever forgive me? As Stan's like, I bet she will. Until then, you always go bowling with me. And it's like, wait, is this the first time Stan's being nice to Dipper?
It is different.
Yeah. As Stan's like, don't mention it. And then we hear like, he's like, what is that? He's like, wait a second, is something going through our trash? And he opens up the window, and he's like, get out of here! As Leggy P is going through his trash can, and Leggy P runs away on all fours, and Stan's just like, darn beautiful men always eating out my trash. Wait, what?
What?
And then it ends with several times in the middle of the woods performing their song Cray Cray to a deer, as the deer's just like, hops away. And then Craigie G, as he said, as he was making out with a tree. Dang, girl. Continues kissing. 2013. So
he makes out with it for a long time, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole end credit.
Yeah, it's at least a good 10 seconds of, like, it makes me wonder, like, did we run out of music? And yeah, so that is the episode.
A fun one.
Mm-hmm. As we were saying earlier, like this is like a big stretch where Mabel has like her own storylines, as like, which is like the main storyline compared to different, like Carpe Diem, like they're both the main characters. The Deep End is a Mabel centric episode.
Mm-hmm.
Boys Crazy, it's like a Mabel centric episode pretty much, with like they needed something for Dipper and Stan to do,
as like their side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think the next, yeah. And then I don't know, I can't remember it, but it's just like I think after this episode, it kind of goes back to all the characters. But yeah. Let's see. Was there anything fun in the continuity or trivia that we saw?
I don't think anything stood out to me too much, because for continuity, like you said, the smile dip, the several times movie was hinted at in the previous episode, The cryptogram is Carla, why won't you call me?
Also, this is a call back to the when we first meet Gideon, when they have that info man just like, Carla, I've always loved you, but I never had the guts to say it. And it's like, yeah, there's that connection.
They mentioned that Wendy and Robbie were dating and now break up. That's kind of the point of the episode.
Yeah.
And then she has the poster on her wall.
Let's see. And I don't know, all these. Oh, okay. Here we go. This is about the 2013. So the members of several times shout 2013 multiple times in this episode. This line originally was 2012, but changed before airing because the episode aired in 2013. According to Alex Hirsch, the show does not take place in any set year, and this line does not refer to the year that the show takes place.
Oh, like timeline-wise. It just... Yeah. Okay.
But then the next one is like, despite that, there continues to be confusion among fans due to several times saying 2013... pretty much from the saying that the show is set in 2013, while Hirsch never confirms it, the show is very likely set in 2012. The year, given it is the year most dates in the show, like Dipper and Mabel's birthday, makes sense with because it was the year the show began.
Yeah, so. And then Pine's Stan's birthday also with him making sure, like, oh, by the way, this was in the 70s. I wasn't a teenager in the 50s.
Yeah,
stuff like that. Sorry, I started getting the text that everyone's slowly making their way to my house. So,
yep. So we got to do that. No, that's pretty much it. So as I blind myself with this, oh shoot,
the spreadsheet.
Yeah, I have to go. There it is. So, Hop, who you most like?
Out of everybody, I don't think I was as boy crazy as Mabel, but I was into boy bands. I think I'm Candy this episode, where it's like, I like the music, I like being part of the fan base, but I'm not Grenda that's making out with magazines, and I'm not Mabel who wants to own my own boy band. But I was definitely in that same kind of obsessed era where I had the merchandise, I wanted to go, I never went to any of their concerts, but now I go to concerts with my grown-up person money.
How about you? This is really hard for me because it's like, I didn't do what Dipper does. And I never really been like obsessed with a music group because they were male or female.
So did you cheer on people fighting over their favorite artist? Get him! Get him!
I didn't really do that either. It's like if I look at it now, like, even though McGuckett's just there, just like, yeah, excited for it. I don't know if he's just excited because people are happy or if he's actually into the boy band.
Oh, he's just picking up the energy from everybody else.
But let's just say a lot of things that Stan does just resonates where it's just like, oh, neat, I get to go punch a kid.
Yeah, I was like, gonna say, have you ever wanted to punch a teenager and have an excuse for it?
I would be lying if I said no. But it makes me sound like a terrible person. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people. But to be fair, it's not just teenagers. I would do that with grown adults too. Yeah. Oh my god! I quickly scanned and I just saw like how many times you wrote Mabel.
I've written Mabel a lot.
Oh man!
I was not fully anticipating it.
Yeah, mine is a mess.
A lot of Grunkle Stan.
It is a lot of Grunkle Stan, but it's not like
in a straight line. Like
yeah,
mine.
Yours is like boom. I'll have to put Grunkle Stan because he's like out of all of it. Like Seuss is.
He's hardly in it, unfortunately.
He's hardly in it, but it sounds like a joke I would make. But it's just like he's just there. I don't align with Robbie, like what he is doing. I feel bad for Wendy, but at the same time, I've never, well, People are, I say this a few times on stream, where like people like get all sad when I say this, because like, I've never been on a date, so it's not like I'm
you can Wendy, necessarily like, relate,
yeah. relate to Wendy, but it's like I can relate on a pure mental level, but not emotional, of me going through that.
Yeah, you can feel for her, but you're not like, yeah. Oh yeah, I acted the same way in that same situation.
Mm-hmm. But I will say there were people I was interested in, and then people moved faster than I did. So I can, I'm Grunkle Stan, because Grunkle Stan seems like he was like, I got a thing for this girl, we're having a good time. Then my old music man came in. I didn't have an old music man, but I did have people that
caught their attention.
Yeah, caught attention and moved. I move slow. I'm like a glacier. I'm just like, I want to make sure I'm not potentially ruining everyone's lives by going after somebody. And then it's like, oh, they went after someone else. Oops.
Okay, but so then that leaves favorites. So if I were to pick a favorite this episode, the actual boy band is very fun because they are so dense. Like, they have not a thought in their head. Grenda is great because she, while being so crazily obsessed, she still balances it out by being grounded. So her line with the Grenda time and her sucking peanut butter off of her hands, I might do Grenda, yeah, as my favorite this episode.
I was going to write it down, but I was like, I think Hop's going to say Grenda. Like, I was going to type it in, but I was like, I got to move. I can't do that. Favorite. Oh, man. This is always the toughest one for me, because I'm just like, there's so many that are funny.
Yeah, now that the characters and the side characters are more established, now it's just fun. Because like you said, you have Tyler cheering on the kids. You have McGucket, who's just like, he
just happy to be there.
We know why he's there vaguely, but we're also like, why are you here?
I think that he made them.
Yeah. He was part of the science experiment that helped Bratzman. And then you also have the little bit with the sheriff and the deputy.
Yeah. Wait. Hold What's up.
What's happening?
I gotta look up something. So, Lance Bass, who was...
In NSYNC. I saw that trivia.
He's one of the voices of... they the asked
boy
him
band?
He asked and he agreed. I don't know which one. I was just like, wait a second. I recognize that name from my teen years, as I heard a ton of people freak out. Matt Chapman is apparently another one who I don't know who that is. But any poops. I'm doubling down. Grunkle Stan made me laugh.
It's punching teenagers.
Punching teenagers, eating questionable brown meat, giving life lessons.
Singing about the end of the... Or singing about the apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... Grenda's great and everything. And, like, and all that. But it's just, like... The unhinged nature of Grunkle Stan this episode is just like, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's go.
I also think it's so funny to me that their parents were like, we trust you with this man. And I'm like, okay.
It's like, do you actually know who you just sent this person? Your kids to? It also feels like Grunkle Stan didn't even know they were coming sometimes.
Yeah, he's like, oh, darn, I didn't prepare for this. It's like, they're staying for the whole summer.
Yeah.
Was that not well established beforehand?
I don't know. It's just, I think he just heard, oh, no, I'm getting two kids. Well, they're going to work in the shop.
Yeah, it is interesting how it comes up later, how much they mirror him later. But again, that's way later. That's season two shenanigans.
That's season two, exactly. Season two, kind of in the middle.
But yeah, no, this was a fun episode. Like we've said, it's not necessarily like pushing the plot forward, but it is more character learning episodes in this season.
Like, there really isn't a lot of plot pushing thing. It's like season one is very much establishing characters that are going to show up in season two, it feels like. But I think not next episode, but the following episode is when we start getting things that push the plot forward. Like episode 19 is a big episode, and so is episode 20.
Yep. So and that then, should be good.
Yeah, and then it kind of goes back a little bit to episode one, season one. But it also cracks me up every time when I'm like, oh man, this is going to take us all the October. But it's like, man, we're almost done season one now. Me forgetting, like, we're almost a month ahead in recordings.
Yeah, we had to prepare ahead of time. But yeah,
April busy. But yes. Hop's got to go.
I got to go.
So, like, favorite things, send it to your enemies, friends, or even that awkward child that smells weird. Thanks for watching. One
get
of these days.
Yeah, get him. Get him. Get him to listen to the podcast.
One of these days I will check the things to make sure if we got any reviews, but it's been weird. This is a day off when we're doing this. So thank you everyone for watching, listening, and until next time, bye-bye.